Farmers Keeping the Faith. Thanks for being with us. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With Tennessee farmers in the middle of the worst drought in over 100 years, many people would just give up and throw in the hat. But that isn't happening. In fact, farmers remain optimistic about their crops and their future.
This year is going to be a little bit trying with the drought and everything, but we're just, you know, going back on last year's blessings and the previous years. So we're just, hopefully we'll get a rain the next, being optimistic like most farmers are, you know, we're trying to think on the positives. Hopefully we'll get a rain before it's too late.
That was Hamblin County farmer John Baskett, who has a beef cattle, tobacco, and hay operation in East Tennessee. He says even though his crops are suffering, one good rain could turn them around to make a decent yield. And Ronald Benefield, Lawrence County farmer, says keeping God a part of your farm is a must.
I tell you what I've learned about it, the good Lord works in mysterious ways. You've got to have God in your farming community because that man up there is the only one that takes care of us. I'll say this, 3 weeks ago on our farm, we were drying up. We've had about 4 inches of rain and it has really greened things up. Just one rain, everything just brightened up.
Benefield farms 700 acres of row crops and beef cattle. He says his crops have made a drastic turnaround in the past couple of weeks, while a farm just miles down the road is still dry and brown. But if one farmer hurts, we all hurt, he says.
You know, when one farmer hurts, it hurts all of us. And when you say a farmer over here that's invested his whole life and all, you know, it hurts everybody. But the way I see it, don't get discouraged because you've got to have a bad year to make you appreciate a good year. And I think that's what's happening right now.
And U.S. Senator Bob Corker will be in Sequatchie County today talking and seeing firsthand the effects of the drought on farmers. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.